Welcome to the Life Songs Blogcast. Hey, I'm Josh, and this is my blog, Planner. I'm a planner, and things are not going according to plan. Gradually, things keep getting removed from the family and work and school calendars, and each time it doesn't get any easier. It just sparks an increasing sense of fear and anxiety. When you think back to what 2020 was supposed to be, does it make you angry, sad, scared? I've been riding a tide of emotions during the coronavirus pandemic, from gratitude to fear, hope to despair, laughter to tears of anger. Feeling these emotions does not diminish my faith in Jesus. That's still firmly in place. It's unshakable. I've been through way too much with him to ever give up. But do I doubt? For sure. Do I get unreasonably angry at God for allowing such terrible things to happen in the world? You betcha. Here's the thing, though. Nothing is going according to my plans, but everything is going according to God's plans. God was not caught off guard by COVID-19. He is and will continue to use every great or terrible thing that happens for the good of his kingdom and for his people. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9 says, God's will is for everyone to come to repentance, that no one would perish. So how do we put together the reality of suffering with the promise of God's desire for everyone to be saved? I don't really know. God sees the whole picture and we don't. That has to be enough to know him and trust him, especially when things look dire. While my ideas of what 2020 is supposed to be get tossed into the disposal, I find immense peace that the God of all the universe has plans that I don't know of, plans that supersede my Google calendars. His ways are not my ways, but they are the way.